Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Fully mature in Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, in order that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. Over the years of my ministry, I have been blessed to observe the spiritual birth and subsequent growth of new believers. At the beginning, they may seem to be very immature and weak, but as they grow in the Lord, they become strong and worthy servants of the Most High God. I want to ask a very personal and yet a very vital question of you. How would you describe your maturity level in Christ? Are you increasingly growing stronger in the faith by the time spent in His Word? Do you make it a necessary part of each day to search the Scriptures? I once had a man tell me that he had read the Bible through from the first verse in Genesis to the last verse in Revelation, so he didn't need to read it anymore. Fully mature believers never stop growing in God's grace and the knowledge of His precious Word. It is essential that we devote ourselves to read and reread God's precious Word. No matter how many times I have read through the Bible, I find something new and fresh every day. My aim is to urge everyone to become fully mature in Christ. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.